This sculpture is one of a series of nymphs the French sculptor Aristide Maillot executed in the 1930s, and it is the only one with three figures. Walk around this delightful group. It's an outstanding example of Maillot's classicism, aspiring to the poise and strength of ancient statuary. In Greek mythology, nymphs were minor goddesses who inhabited areas of natural beauty, such as woods, mountains, and rivers. They are usually depicted as beautiful young women. A model named Lucille Passavant posed for the central figure, while the other nymphs are based on his maid, Marie. Maillot had originally planned to call this piece The Three Graces, after the refined, lyrical figures in the famous painting by Raphael, but he decided that the models he had chosen were too robust to do so. Maillot usually began a sculpture by modeling the torso, then adding the limbs. Here, he carefully coordinated the placement of the hands to bind the figures into a rhythmic whole. A friend wrote,
"When an arm does not correspond to his conception, when a leg isn't turned the way he wants it to, he amputates it without hesitation. His studio is a veritable accident yard. Legs, arms, heads, torsos lie scattered about."
Although the outward appearance of Maillot's subjects evolved over time, the essential female qualities he expressed remained the same. To hear an appreciation of Maillot's women by the contemporary novelist Octave Mirabeau, press 3481.